Valley of the Sun, Golf Talk Radio.
This week's episode is all about the magic of the right forearm. And to paraphrase what Homer Kelly wrote about in his book, The Golfing Machine, even Mr. Kelly did not fully realize the importance of the magic of the right forearm and its role until later editions of the book. In essence, the bending and straightening of the right elbow will raise and lower the left arm and or cock and uncock the left wrist without bending, flattening, or cocking the right wrist. Right elbow action either powers and or controls all three elements of the three-dimensional impact. That's downward, outward, and forward. But when combined with the right forearm, the bending backward of the right wrist, the club shaft, and right arm fall into line with one another. And this is absolutely crucial in delivering a fully supported golf club into the ball. Imagine when you're coming into the ball, if this right forearm was not in line with the shaft, you'd have to support the thrust and speed of impact just through the wrists, which are some of the smallest bones in the body. So that right forearm acts like a brace behind the shaft. When you have this inline relationship of loading the club and the right forearm, it is mandatory that hitting or swinging, it's the right forearm, just not the right hand or club shaft, that must be thrown, driven into impact. Always, for all procedures, the right forearm is positioned on plane, pointing at the plane line as the angle of attack. The on-plane right forearm shows a precise up and down direction it and the club shaft must make throughout the stroke. The angle of approach, also the alternate target line, position of the right forearm shows a precise cross-line direction the forearm must take through impact. So the right forearm must leave and precisely return to its own fixed position. So wherever you have set this right forearm up at fix, it needs to leave from that position and return to that position. Now for a drill, you can take a club in your right hand and hold it horizontal to the ground. Now lower the right forearm and club shaft to a tabletop. You'll see that both the right forearm and the club shaft are in one line. Now, just move your right forearm back and forth, making sure it doesn't leave the table. This is called right forearm tracing. Now, bend the right wrist backward, and you'll notice that the club shaft and right forearm are once again in line, but this time they form a wedge. Now, move this assembly back and forth on the table. You now have a precision assembly and the right forearm flying wedge. The goal with this drill is to make you aware of what the right forearm and club shaft should be doing during the stroke. When the club shaft and right forearm are in the same alignment, you have a positive force into impact, lag pressure, and a sound that is unmistakable.
This podcast was brought to you by MedicusGolfInstitute.com.